allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks to Mrs. Karabalis' class. She's the third grade teacher at Hayden Canyon Charter School in Hayden, Idaho.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Man hits mother with chicken breast after arguing over Justin Bieber lyrics.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Looks like that's Highway 2 where they have the accident near Sunset.
Ooh,
apparently, semi-truck may have hit a tree, turned over, and so...
Can't park there.
Yeah.
So, apparently going which way, Jay?
Both directions, it looks like.
Ooh.
Are having a problem at this point.
Yeah, that's
if you know anything else, and you,
for that.
Yeah, if you're in a safe spot to let us know, 509-441-0999 to text.
Oh, they're all texting while they're driving?
That's a safe spot, Rob.
The 90 looks like a parking lot anyway, so we're good.
It does, yeah. They are all stopped right now.
Oh, my gosh, seriously.
They can text in.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's just rain, but there was so much hydroplaning this morning. I'm just letting you know.
Be careful.
Yeah. Slow down. Slow down, I think, is a good idea.
A lot of standing water.
Yeah, a ton of it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at wrapping gifts?
Are you talking to me? Or
I'll start with you, Rob. Yeah.
I was just wondering if you're talking to me. Go ahead, ask Jay. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that yet.
You don't have an answer yet, Jay?
I have wrapped a lot. I do pretty decent at it.
Yeah, I do think that you're decent at it.
Yeah, if you're going to rank it, I'm going to say 7.5.
Okay.
Maybe an 8 if I really take my time.
I'm going to hold myself to a higher standard.
Okay.
Instead of lying to myself. Jay's lying to me. Well, Jay's a neat guy. He'll get the corners. I'm a 4. Maybe a 3.
Maybe a 3. Yeah.
Maybe, depending on how lucky and special they are that day.
Okay. Okay.
Producer I have smaller Steve. Hands, easier no, to they, fold no, those corners.
It's not even that. It's the effort. I'm like, man, they're going to rip this up anyways.
Right. True. And cutting it to the right size, and then there's part of the box is showing.
You cut it to the right size. I just kind of like cut a big piece off. And then just kind of fold it.
Rob's either got like a yard too much.
Yeah, for sure.
Or it's just short.
I'm not doing origami over here.
I'll give myself like a 2. I'm so bad.
I'm trash.
I never really did it. I've been married for years.
Yeah.
It was something my ex-wife loved to wrap gifts. Sure. And I was like, oh, kudos. Knock yourself up.
Good on
you. For you. Yeah.
Good on you.
And I just never did it. And...
No.
Then got single and had to start wrapping gifts.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's when you get the bags, man. Get the bags. Wow. And then you get that
have
foofy,
a lot of bags.
That foofy paper.
Yeah.
And
tissue paper.
Whatever that, you know what it is.
Yeah, foofy paper.
The foofy paper. And then you just kind of wrap it all in there. And like,
I'm on Amazon right now. I'm looking up foofy paper to see if something comes up.
Be careful up there.
Easy.
Easy.
Easy on that.
Yeah, there's blocks for that.
Easy on that Google search.
Yeah. Good to join us, Steve. Welcome. Thanks to the show.
Steve.
I didn't know you were here. I thought you were just good to have you here on the show, bud.
Oh, yeah. Happy to be here, Rob. You know.
Steve, do you wrap gifts well?
I was going to say like 7.3, but now you guys got me doubting myself.
No, go with your
gut. Hold yourself to a higher standard. What do you give yourself? 7? 7.3? Do you really care that much? I see. Do you?
Oh, I care.
That's it. Though.
See, that's just it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And I got those, you know, present wrapping hands.
Whoa. You see how they bring out a Steve? That's you got to use. Yay. That's a good pickup line right there.
I got present wrapping hands.
I don't even know what that means.
They don't either.
No,
that's what the best part is. Yeah, that's how you use it, Steve. That's how you work.
Create just enough.
And say,
yeah.
And you're a gift, baby.
Oh, talk to him, Kev. Talk to him. Man, I didn't know you had that in you, Kev.
Yeah, we try to keep it
contained. Just suppress that. Yeah, trust absolutely. Me, I do it every day of my life. Suppress that.
I don't think it's working. I'm just going to tell you, buddy.
Oh, man. Chicks dig it. Dudes respect it, Steve. Yeah. That's how you got to remember. But
yeah,
we got to talk about it. We got to get bags. Just get the bags. Yeah. Get a couple of bags.
Yeah. It's hard to mess that up.
You
yeah.
really can't. Yeah. Some old newspaper.
Some old newspaper. You still get the newspaper?
No tissue paper, huh?
I don't know. I feel like newspaper. I for some reason, they keep showing up in my mailbox. I don't ask for this stuff. I don't ask for Bi-Mart paper, but I get it. So might as well put the Bi-Mart on it. Guess what? Your gift's on your gift.
That's right. Look, you can see how much I paid for it. It's right there in the ad.
Right there. $19.99.
Congrats. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, no, man. It just,
Rob, with four kids, how many presents?
You're lucky if they get one each. Seriously, yeah. I'm dead.
They're lucky?
No, dude, honestly, they're so privileged. My kids are so privileged. It makes me, I'm like, dude, no, you guys don't.
They're good is what you're saying.
They're way too good.
Yeah.
And then I tell them, don't get them presents, please. I'm the one who has to clean this stuff up.
Right.
Like, don't get them. If you're going to get them clothes, get them books. Coloring books.
Because like other family members try to buy your kids.
Hey, what's a good thing? Not toys.
No, that's fair.
Dude, I'm so with you. It's just like.
Not toys.
I'm trying to do that with my granddaughter this year where it's like, hey, you know what? Get her clothes. Yeah. She's growing a lot.
All
she's
the time.
Growing stuff.
I saw a meme where guy had his socks and a bunch of holes in his socks saying, thank God Christmas is coming.
Socks and underwear,
socks and underwear.
Yeah, baby.
My grandmother did that. Socks, underwear, and a Kit Kat. I don't know what that meant with the Kit Kat, but socks, underwear, and Kit Kat.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, that's a tradition.
And then you're looking forward to it. I know I need. You see these drawers? I got holes right there. You see that? You see? Yeah. I need some drawers.
You need some.
Well, Merry
drawers.
Christmas.
Hey, Rob. Speaking of candy, what is your opinion on Tootsie Rolls?
Not my jam. I like the song.
All right.
I like the song.
Yeah.
I like the song, but I'm not that's not my jam, man. Yeah. I'm a Snickers guy. I've been a Snickers guy. Twix, Snickers.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not you when you're hungry.
That's right.
Look at you. Welcome to the show again, Steve.
Steve's back.
Steve's back. You never left. Well,
also, every time apparently Rob talks about his underwear, Steve brings up Tootsie Rolls. I don't know what's happening.
Whoa! Slow down!
He was talking about Kit Kat.
I understand.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, man. We're
too
much.
Well, I hope you get your underwear and socks for your...
I know. Mom, thanks, Mom. Mom will step up.
Also, are you a high-maintenance sock guy?
No.
You just do whatever?
I am... Yeah, just give me a bunch of the same socks, then I don't have to worry about matching.
There you go.
Socks.
Yeah, that is the best.
And Nike wants to put the L and the R. Dude, yeah. Why? Why? Now I'm self-conscious if I have two L's on my feet.
Yeah, well, they don't fit right.
Yeah, well, that just doesn't.
My wife hates that. She's always like, they're the same. It's a scam. She's like, there's no difference.
No, there is a difference. Maybe they have a little bit more padding on that
ring. Yeah, thank you, Rob. Yeah.
I get it, but still, now I'm self-conscious about it.
I have like five R's up in the basket of the socks, and then there's all the L's have gone missing. I don't know what's happening.
Dude, it's called the laundry machine. I don't know where half my socks go. I'll put the pair of socks together in the hamper.
That's right.
And then one comes out. I don't understand that math.
Yeah, it's one of life's biggest mysteries.
Dude,
yeah.
That is a real mystery.
It is.
And there's a sock monster.
Sock monster.
Yeah, they're with the Tupperware tops.
That's right. That's exactly it.
For real.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world. Oh, these cookies. I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Kevin James.
Put that cookie down now.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, you want the listener letter music, or are you just going to direct this straight to Rob?
I think I'll just go with that.
I like this jingle.
This is too good.
This one here with a little Christmas music. He's feeling the spirit.
I need some, like, Black Sabbath.
Whoa.
Black Sabbath Christmas.
Whoa. Yeah, get man. Get it going.
Okay. I haven't heard that. I probably
get the blood
won't.
Boiling a little bit. Get everybody warm for this cold day.
Well, any of your children playing an instrument yet, Rob?
No.
No, not yet.
We're trying to avoid those.
Okay. Very good.
You might have talent. We'll figure that out later in life.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
We'll find that out later. Okay, here's our listener letter today. Dear Jay and Kevin, I recently moved to town for a job. I came from across the country. I'm naturally a person who just likes to kind of do his own thing, work, come home, and I'm fairly happy with it. Okay. How do I get myself out of this rut and get out there and meet new people and actually maybe find things that I love here in Spokane? Signed, Steve, producer Steve Heskey.
Steve, that's you? You wrote that?
Huh. I don't remember writing that.
Telepathically to Kevin.
Man. Yeah,
he did. Yeah, for sure.
Whoa. Is this for me?
Yeah, like, give us...
Take a step out your door, first of all. That's how we start with that. Just take a step
one
out the door.
One step at a time.
Yeah, take a step out the door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, the world's big. And then we figure out where we want to go from there. Honestly, just go find a watering hole somewhere and just go from there. Start with
that. See, and that's the other thing. Like, Steve doesn't like to just go...
How do we know this? This is Steve? You wrote this, Steve?
I think Kevin is speaking on his behalf.
I am, yes. Okay. As is...
Okay.
Rob, what do you think about, like, what is the way? Like, do you join a gym? Do you
I honestly think you just go. You just go out, put yourself out there.
Just go.
Go and put yourself out there. Go to, like, a, you know, dive bar on Trent or something like that and just start with.
Okay, that one, that might be different. That's a different level. Exactly.
Guess what? Guess what? You're going to find something. Go to a dive bar in Hilliard. You're going to find something. I promise you're going to find something. I don't know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's going to make your day a lot more interesting. I promise you that.
Okay. Do you think that, you know, if you see someone, let's say, like, at a mailbox, and you're getting them the mail, they're getting the mail.
Are you talking about at your apartment or at, like, a...
Yeah.
Okay.
And you go to them, how's it going? Getting mail, huh? You think that's a good, like, start a conversation?
I wouldn't say getting mail, but I'd say, how's it going? Like, here's the thing. If you're afraid of rejection or whatever, don't leave the house then. But at the same time, you may ever, I know I might not ever see that person ever again.
Sure.
So what the hell? I'll say whatever I want to say at that moment in time that crosses my mind. And if you don't like me, oh well, no big deal, no sweat off my back. I might not ever see you again. So that's kind of how you have to go about it. Like, you know, and I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Hard for you, right? Because you are such an outgoing personality anyways. And then, of course,
I'm a freak. So look at me. I'm seven feet tall. No matter what, I'm going to get that attention.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter. So if you either like me or not, it is what it is. You're going to stare at me either which way. So let's finish breaking the ice here and just say how I feel.
If people have problems meeting other people, can you practice that?
Yeah, dude. There's a book called 92 Ways to Talk to Anybody. Check that book out.
Really? Okay.
92 Ways to Talk to Anybody.
Yeah, that's a good one. Rule is like just a page long, and it just breaks you down how to just open up a conversation, you know.
Takes you through different scenarios.
Just, you know, first and foremost, you just ask that, here's a good way of how to get somebody to talk. And then get them to talk about themselves is just, hey, what do you like to do for fun? And you never ask someone what they do for a living. That's rude.
It can be invasive. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
So you just go, hey, what do you like to do for fun? And if they go, I don't have enough time. Why don't you have enough time? Well, just because I work so much. What do you do? That's how you
there. Live. There it is. That opens the door for us.
Right.
They brought up work first.
Right, that makes it okay. Right.
Yeah.
So there's all these little, you know, techniques and just, you know, body language and how you read people's body language.
Also, Rob, you're an inquisitive person, so if someone does answer, you listen to the answer, because then you're like, you now I have a question, a follow-up, as opposed to just like trying to think of the, what's the right thing to say? Just ask the question.
Ask the question. Yeah. What, they're going to tell you no? Oh, well, guess what? I'm in the same situation I was in the first place. So I got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Well, good to meet you.
Good to meet you. You tell me to F off, cool. No big deal. No sweat off my back. I'm never going to talk to you again. Cool. Cheers, bud.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Scott, what was the last thing you and Charlie did before you went to bed Christmas Eve?
Kevin James.
We shared a bowl of sugar, some shots of brown liquor, played with my shotguns, field dressed a cat, looked for women. I read him a book.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I'm going to have you take a deep breath, Rob, and I apologize. You guys,
they don't understand our conversations off air. That get me.
No, we got you fired up.
I'm going to have you take a deep breath, and I apologize.
There's difference between equal opportunity and equal outcome. That's all I'm going to say.
That is correct.
Fair.
Quick forecast update brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Rain and very warm, 12 degrees above normal.
Let's go. We can move some dirt.
Think it is dirt moving weather or mud moving weather?
It's mud more than mud, anything, yeah. But I can still trench.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you guys get stuck quite a bit trying to...
Last week was bad.
Yeah.
Last week.
Like a big tractor gets stuck or
no,
what?
No, the skiddy.
Oh, okay.
Skiddy gets stuck.
You know what he means by that, right, Steve? The skiddy?
Oh, yeah.
Skid steer. Come on, buddy.
Skiddy, skiddy, skidoo. Yeah. 1-2.
Buddy, I need to get you on the job site one day.
Just get him out there running the skid steer.
Exactly.
Yeah, the good old skiddy.
Yep, the good old getting skiddy. And
is that the new dance moves that the kids are doing these days?
I think so, yeah.
It depends on how you get in and out of the machine.
Yeah. Right.
No, it's muddy. It's real muddy, mucky sometimes, but you can get stuff done. We can still move dirt.
Okay.
Shout out to SOK. Those guys take
SOK.
Yeah. Eric Owens, man. I've been doing a lot of work for those guys. They've been taking care of me. They do custom homes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So they've been throwing work at me left and right. So shout out to them. And it's been a busy, busy winter so far. It's the busiest winter I've ever had, so I'm not complaining about this weather at all. Let it be warm. It's balmy today.
Yeah, for sure. How do you manage your phone? I saw a story that came out this morning that Jelly Roll, you know, after the end of his tour, he was getting so many texts every day that he was feeling bad that he was not replying. You know, he's like, I get 200 texts a day. And he's like, I can't do that. I can't manage that.
But
he's a good human. So he's like, I feel like I'm ignoring people I shouldn't be ignoring.
I'm the worst texter ever.
So he just threw his phone in the river. He just was like, I'm just done. I'm not going to do it right now.
I feel that way.
So he just like said, I'm just going to take a break from my phone. Now he's in a position that he's got people. So
right.
It's a little different.
Yeah, business still gets handled. Things get handled.
But you run a business. You have an active personal life.
I got my
work
phone. I got my personal phone. Okay. And then I'm the worst texter. Everyone who knows me knows I'm the worst texter possible. I'm not going to reply. No. Yeah, well, I'll open it. But here's the thing. I don't have notifications on when I get a text. On my phone.
Oh, okay, sure.
So it doesn't even, like, if my phone's out, my idea is to give you my quality time wherever I'm at. So I'm never trying to be distracted with my phone. So that's why I take my notifications off. Mm-hmm. That's why when people text me, if it's urgent, don't text me. Just call me. I'll pick it up. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to text me and try to get something urgent from me, dude. Nah, it ain't going to work like that.
It ain't going to happen.
Well, and I just kind of look at it. I try to treat my phone, whether it's text, like a house phone. So I'll get back to you when I get back to you.
Sure.
And I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but if it's over there, I'm not looking at my phone left and right.
So your phone's not running your life. You just can't allow it.
No.
How many, like if you were to look at your phone right now, how many unread text messages.
I haven't even looked at my phone right now.
No, I know.
I know. But where is it?
See, I love that.
You
haven't.
You have not.
No, I don't have it. I don't look at it because I want to make attention. Sure. Yeah, that's what my whole idea is. If why should I have to have a dopamine hit as soon as I get a text or a notification? I shouldn't. That shouldn't get me going. Like, ooh,
it's true. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, someone's thinking of me right now. Let me just check it out real quick.
How do you do it for the kids? The kids will call if they really need you?
Yeah, they call me if they need me. They know. Yeah. Like, they know. I'm not trying to. It's just one of those things where it's like, I want to make sure that I give my quality time to whatever I'm doing, whether it's work, basketball, my kids, anything. That's my quality time. So to be distracted by phones, I'll look at the text. I'll open it and I'll be like, oh, I'll get back to them. But right now, I just want to give Kevin J my time. So that's it. That's why I'm the worst texter.
Yeah.
I can easily say I'm
Do you have
trash.
Your red receipts on so people will know you looked at it? So it's like you just whatever. They don't need to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to. My thing is like, dude, if it was urgent, call me.
Yeah.
Call me. Then I know, okay, I know I need to get out there or call you back or
something. And that is so the opposite of a lot of people.
Oh, 100%.
A lot of people, the last thing in the world they want is for you to call.
But
you've always been that way.
Yeah, call me. Yeah. And if it's a yes, no, shoot me a text. Yes, no, yay, nay, fine. I can shoot. Okay. I'll give you the okay. Cool. Yeah. I'll be like, cool. Like, but to be like, hey, man, we're doing this, 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 and this. And then what do you think about this, 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 and this? Man, I ain't writing no paragraph. Let me ask what ChatGPT says to this one.
What's wrong with writing a paragraph?
Nah, I ain't got time to do all that, man. Yeah. What, figure all that? Just call me. My hands are all greasy and everything.
All right.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, thanks for joining the show, Steve. Yeah. Good to see you again, bud. I'm glad Steve's a guest on this show. Good job, Steve. Way to join the show. Appreciate you joining us. It's 7:30 on the hour, and we're just giving Steve an introduction here real quick.
You know, Steve Rob, does. I'm glad that I came down to the gate and let you in.
Hey, St. Peter's over here trying to let people in the gate. You got a little power complex right there, Steve.
Yeah,
calm down. Did you just see that little man syndrome right now? Man, calm down. Just because you're the gatekeeper doesn't mean you can just run everything.
Oh, boy.
Man, did you just see his... Just
he
the
got
body.
A pumpy chest.
Man,
and
I felt like I was dealing with LeBron James back there.
Oh, yeah. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. I see. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course.
Kevin James.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead? Huh?
No, he's kidding.
You stink.
I think you're gonna have a good Christmas, all
you
right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Rob Zachary's joined us today. We appreciate that.
Hey, hey, hey.
I know you're super busy, so yeah, and you're carving out game day time for us.
Put those pinkies down, Kevin. Hey.
Where are you at on animals right now?
Oh, dude.
Oh, boy.
I just need time to go pick up these cows. I got some cows coming.
You bought some cows.
So wait, Kenny McCurlick out there in Dallas, he moved to Davenport, so...
Excuse me?
Kenny McCurlick moved out to Davenport.
Wait,
we got cows out in Davenport, not just Montana anymore.
He moved from Montana to Davenport.
We got both spots.
Okay.
Wait, so Kenny, who, you know, a college buddy. And then went and was a rancher in Jordan, Montana, middle of nowhere.
That's correct. Got me into this cow world.
Yeah, and so he's out in Davenport.
Wow. We got Piedmontese. You know those bad boys?
Oh yeah, I do.
They're a little bit more delicate. They got those pig butts.
They're a little
I don't know how I feel about them, but I got a couple peds coming to my property here.
Okay. Isn't the meat supposed to be just?
It's super lean.
Yeah,
super lean. Guys want some peds? Holler at us. Sorry, Justin Owens. I know you guys.
I was gonna say Owens Farm.
I know Owens Farm.
Dude, have you been to that place?
I have been there.
That is one beautiful setup.
Yes, they do a great job with their peds. If anybody doesn't know, peds come from Italy. They're like, they look like cows with steroids. They're just,
yeah.
They're ripped.
Yeah.
They're shredded. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Steve. Would be on the show again, bud. Didn't know you were off break. Thanks again. Thanks, Steve.
Is this going to be a thing?
Oh, you started it.
What did I do?
Right there. Just joining the show whenever you feel like it.
Rob, so you've got me fascinated.
Yeah.
Because you're out in my country.
Yeah, yeah. Telford.
Oh my God! This is where I raised.
That's where the ranch is.
The ranch, my whole ranch.
That's where the ranch is. Telford, right by the
Telford rest area.
We're right. That's where we're at.
That might be the land I used to.
Wow.
That's exactly where it is. Right by the rest area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where the taxidermy spot is. Dave's taxidermy. Yeah. That's our. That's the spot, man. That's where our cows are. That's where we do the branding.
So, how many do you have?
I don't have any on the property. I just have horses right now and some chickens.
Okay. All right.
Horses and some chickens.
How many animals do you have then?
Let's go four. We lost a couple.
No dogs.
Oh. We had a sheepdog, poor guy.
Oh man.
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah, well, you know.
We lost him. The horses they didn't like him very much.
Okay. We'll leave horses, that story there.
This is why I don't ask questions, because I just bring down the show.
No, I don't bring it down. We talk about life things, Steve.
Things happen, Steve.
Things happen, unfortunately. And
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you, the horses at your house?
Oh, yeah. Swing Time and Biggie.
Swing Time and Biggie.
Yep. Those guys, they're.
I love it.
They're spoiled.
So that's fine. So the kids do get to have the horses there.
Yep. They got them. This time of year, I kind of resent them, honestly.
It's too much work for the winter.
Man, I'm looking at you. I'm just paying for hay. I'm feeding you guys twice a day. It's freezing.
Yeah.
This is the first thing I got to do when I wake up is feed you.
Yeah.
And on top of it, I don't have enough daylight so I can ride you during the day. So
that's a bummer.
Yeah.
So it's like they're boats that eat.
That's right.
That's
kind of it.
It's really what it is. It's a boat that eats. Yeah. That's why I can't even enjoy it in the wintertime. Great.
That is hilarious.
That's how I feel. Yeah. I'm looking at them, just cussing them out, looking at them like, and then they stomp at me when I don't feed them on time. I'm like,
you're like, hey.
Oh, exactly. Hey. I just look at them, resent them.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Boats, motorcycles, and horses, apparently.
They're
just not fun.
They're all the same, man.
Yeah, well.
They're all the same.
And then now you got the peds, so that's it.
Yeah, I'm getting some peds.
Is this going to be a business venture?
Here's a text question. I need something more docile than the last heifer I brought to my property who's jumping fences left and right.
Yeah,
you had trouble with that old girl. Yeah.
I was ready to put her down
quick. Just too much chasing of it.
No, I need a cow. I want to try Herefords personally. That's but Kenny keeps putting on these peds on me. And I don't know if I want it. He says they're more docile than Herefords. But you're a cow guy. What do you think?
I've never had to deal with my knowledge of cows. And again, it's from a long time ago. Is all
frustration,
pasture. Open pasture. Oh. I mean,
you don't have a breed.
Round them up, bring them back to the.
You don't have a specific breed. You just like, oh man, those black cows over there.
You know why? Because I wasn't making any money off it.
I get it.
And so it was just one of those where it was like, hey, I'm here to help you feed these. I'm here to help you. You know,
you were a hand.
Bring them back home.
Yeah.
And you just get frustrated with them and just mad. Dumb animals.
The Piedmonts, they're interesting, though. They're a different thing, Rob.
I know. They're a little too bougie for me.
Yeah,
I think
that's funny.
What it is for me. you can't just, you know,
Corey just said that on text line. No more of these boutique cattle. Just Angus is where it's at.
There we go. Yeah. I like you, Corey. Yeah. That's where it needs to be. I'm thinking like Herefords. I want to do Herefords. I think they're a good-looking cow. I like their beef. I don't know.
Yep.
Angus is good.
Luke said Hereford, generally docile, fatten up easy.
Yep.
So that's good.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, you like that.
Here's a little secret, too. The best way to fatten them up.
Okay.
Avocado? Oh, no, wait. That's babies.
Those are babies. Trust me. I got avocados at home. Trust me. I'm feeding mama cakes from avocado every day, man. Okay. Bread. Stale bread.
Stale bread.
Oh.
That just fattens them up.
Go to
France. Go to France. Pick up some stale bread. I'm giving out a secret, guys.
Okay.
And they'll eat it. They'll eat it like
they don't,
it's like
they don't care.
It's like candy to them.
Yeah.
It's Herefords. Maybe a Herefords. I'll do that. Sorry, neighbors.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Be prepared. It's going to happen.
The cows are coming.
The cows are coming home, boys. The
cows are coming to your house.
Yeah. Oh, be prepared. I'm just warning my neighbors, and a shout out to them. They deal with me all the time. Shout out to Mead Fire Department as well.
Oh, no.
Track your cows?
No. They just like to make it. I'm always in my front yard burning stuff. So, shout out to the Meade Fire Department.
Is this your way of apologizing?
Yes. Yes. I just want to say thank you.
Did they ever look at you and say, you know, we have a website that'll tell you whether you can burn
No. It's like, you got a permit? I'm like, guys.
Look at this smile.
Oh, man. I'll go get one. I'll go get one. I got a 30-foot fire in my yard. And I look like, you know. Lost. Shout out to the fire department.
Well, they apparently are patient with you.
Very patient. Yeah, yes, I'll get that permit this spring. I promise. 2025 permit, burning man up. I'll get it.